Hi guys! So I haven't uploaded in a long time. It's been quite a few months. So I think I'm just. Today's episode of Complaints with Carrie won't really be about complaints. I'm kind of gonna do a little bit of like my life story and then just like other random things. So when I was born, I came home to a happy family of five that turned into six. So I have three siblings. I have an older brother. His name is Alex. He is 11. I have an older sister. Her name is Courtney. She just turned 14. And I have an older brother named Jacob, who's 15. And I love them all, even though we sometimes have our ups and downs with fights. But it's just part of the sibling world. When I was about two, my mom made me a cake for my third birthday that was a Converse cake, because so there was this leader in my church class who had Converse, and I didn't know they were called Converse. And here comes Elsa, my dog, and her name is Shelby. So I was like, Mommy, I want Shelby shoes for my birthday cake. So she made them, and yeah. So fast forward a few years to when I was six. It's a few days before my seventh birthday, the day before my birthday party, which I went to Skateland. And we have a meeting after school, and it's a Friday. And I got told that my cousin died, and I cried a lot. And so, hashtag best birthday ever, driving home from California. And so, it was a terrible birthday. And then, but like, I got through it, and like, I know he's in a better place now. And then, fast forward a few years to a month before my ninth birthday. I'm nine right now. And so I was eight, and it's January 16th. We lost our dog, Sadie. So I'm gonna tell you guys how we lost her. So she got super sick one night, and she was 6 years old, and she's now seven. Like, if she were still with us, she'd be seven. And oh my gosh, you guys, she was so cute, so cute. And so she died, and she got sick. So the day before my dad took her to the vet, she threw up on my brother's bed. We didn't know she was sick yet. The next morning, she threw up next to my sister's bed. It's like really sad to talk about. And like, I don't know how to say this. Like, my sister said that when she walked, there's like a trail of blood. And my sister said it looks like salsa. So then my dad took her to the vet on her dog bed, because that was easier, and she was already on it. She didn't move. And she was yellow. And so my dad took her to Johnson Ranch Vet Clinic. It's really close to our house. And they said no. So she had to get transferred to the emergency vet, because she was just so sick. And so we ended up euthanizing her. So my parents picked us up like an hour after we got to school. And like, it was terrible. So then everyone got out of school really early to go say our final goodbyes to our dog. We didn't realize it, and it was really sad because she was yellow. She was in so much pain, but we knew that euthanizing her would get her out of the pain, because if we didn't take her to the vet, she'd just die in pain, and we didn't want her to die in pain. So now, like, it's hard to get over that, because so we got Sadie when I was about two, so that's 7 years of having a dog. She grew up with me. She, like, not much everyone else, like, she didn't really grow up with anyone else, because like, I'm the youngest, so I was really little when we got her. And something funny is that my parents chose the biggest dog, and Sadie was 5 months when we got her, and her middle name is May, because of my great grandma. She paid for Sadie. So my great grandma is Verna Mae Young, and her last name is Pyszynski. So it's Sadie Mae Pyszynski. Her original name was Rachel, but we didn't like Rachel, so we changed her name to Sadie. And then a few years later, we got her a friend, Elsa, and now we're looking into getting a friend for Elsa. So Elsa is a Queensland Healer pug mix, and then Sadie was a American Bulldog Pitbull. And I don't get why so many people hate pit bulls. Like, yeah, I get some pit bulls are mean, but other pit bulls are just so sweet. Like, if you're gonna unlike a dog, like poodles, they're just ugly. No offense to people who have poodles, but I mean, I'm not trying to criticize poodle lovers, but I don't like them. No one in my family does. Like, I love dogs. They're awesome. And it sucks when they die. So, like, I'm, like, really sad. Because, I mean, my cousin died a couple of days before my birthday. And now my dog died a couple of days before my mom's birthday. And that's in 2 years that someone or something has died. Someone or something really, really, really special. But, like, it's a hard thing to go through. And so, yeah. But, I mean, I'm happy that she's in heaven now, hopefully. So, like, it was the day. So, she died on a Wednesday. And so, I got to school. And so, I was talking to my best friend. And said, Azure, my dog might die today. And, like, she was the first person I told, because, like, she's my closest friend at school. But enough with the bad stuff. Okay, I don't know what I'm gonna do in this next segment. But, oh, so yesterday we went swimming. And then I stopped swimming and came inside. And my brother Alex came in and said, Carrie, there might be a house fire in our neighborhood. So I was pumped. I was like, okay, dude, go ask mom if we can go take our bikes. He's like, no, I'm gonna go change. Why don't you? So I asked my mom if we could ride our bikes down there. And she said yes. So first we thought it was the cul-de-sac behind our house, behind our cul-de-sac. Because behind my house, there is no cul-de-sac. It's the street. So the cul-de-sac behind my friend's house, because she lives across the street from me. So the cul-de-sac behind my friend's house. And so we got up there and we're like, okay, not in there. So then we thought it was the cul-de-sac behind that one. We went there and nope. So then we went to... So then we thought it was in the back of our neighborhood. So in one of the backs of our neighborhoods, there's train tracks. So sometimes we like go up on the train tracks and watch for trains and like have fun watching the trains. I don't know. But like, so then so we're guessing that it was either a house fire or a farmer burning stuff. So we got pumped for no reason. And, like, so I think later I might do a video of, like, my morning routine. I don't know. So you guys tell me if you want me to do that. I'm not sure if you guys can, like, comment on these. I hope you guys can. I don't know. I haven't been on Anchor for a long time. So, why don't I tell you guys a little bit about my family? So my dad... So I'm actually named after my aunt. So my name is Carrie Ann Pyszynski. For some reason, I used to be really embarrassed about my middle name. I don't know why, but now I'm not that embarrassed for like people to know it. But so I'm the youngest. My dad was the second youngest because my Nana, which is my grandma, had a baby after my dad was born. Like, so my dad was, I don't know how old he was, but he was over 2. And so my Nana had a baby, and her name was Carrie. And then she died the day after she was born, or maybe the day she was born, because I think they said the umbilical cord was wrapped around her neck and she choked to death. So, yeah. Poor me. No, I'm just kidding. It wasn't me. It was my aunt. And then, so my dad now only has one sister. He had two sisters for a day. So now my dad only has one sister. And they were best friends. So my sister Alex, my sister Courtney and my brother Alex, sorry, they're being noisy right now. So I'm the youngest. And so my brother Alex and my sister Courtney, they're like best friends. And my dad and my aunt are like, we're also best friends. And then, so the oldest is my uncle Jim, and the second oldest is my uncle Dan. No, second oldest is, I think, might be my aunt Tammy, and maybe the third oldest is my uncle Dan, and last child, my dad. So yeah. And then so my uncle Jim is the oldest, so he had kids first. So my oldest cousin, her name is Kristen. She is, I think, like 25. Yeah, she's old. And then after her, so I'm just gonna do it family to family. So then after her was my cousin Connor, but he's the one who died. And then after him is my cousin Brendan. And then, so then my uncle Dan, he only has one child. Her name is Caitlin. So she's my cousin, but like I don't get to see her a lot, so don't judge me that sometimes I forget about her. I feel really bad for saying that, but like it's true. I never see her. So like I rarely see any of my cousins. The cousins I see the most are my cousins Kristen and Brendan, because they live in California, and then most of our vacations we do end up going to California. And then so then the Catalinic family, so their last name is Catalinic. And so there's my cousin Taylor. She has red hair like my sister Courtney. Then my cousin Nikki and my cousin Lindsay, who's actually my favorite cousin because she's a cheerleader and I love to tumble and like do gymnastics, so she kind of like helps me with that. And then sorry about all of the background noise, you guys. I might just edit that. And yeah, so now I'm gonna tell you guys about what I did over and on my mom's side I have a cousin named Olivia. So now I'm gonna tell you guys what I did over the summer. So we went to California so then we could fly out of LAX because that was cheaper. And we went to Cambodia. Now, I'm not gonna say, actually, maybe I'll say some names of the children, but I'm not gonna say all of them that I can think of. I might just say the little kids' names, or maybe I'll say all of them. I don't know. But so we flew out of LAX because that was cheaper. And my uncle, he's renting a beach house, so he's been staying there. And so we went there so then he could drive us to LAX. And it could take 5 minutes, but it took like 30 minutes because of all this traffic to get there. And so like we saw a few planes taking off and landing. It was so cool. And so when we got there around like 3-ish. And so my cousin, his girlfriend, and his friends were down at the beach, and we went down to the beach, and we didn't know they were there, but we just, like, my mom said we could only get our ankles wet, like, ankles max wet in the water, because, like, she didn't want us to, like, go swimming, because, like, we had to fly out at 1 in the morning, so we wanted to get to all the airports 3 hours before. So then we knew, because we went out of the country. And so at LAX through security, they let my sisters, they didn't really care about my sister's scissors because no one knew she had scissors in her bag, and neither did she. So, in China, I know you guys might be like, why were you in China? That's like a tourist country. No, I'm just kidding. But we were in there. We were there for a 36-hour layover. And so it was 17 hours from LAX to China. Yeah. So in China, we were going through security. And they pulled my sister's bag aside. Find scissors. Luckily, they didn't decide to detain us because of the scissors. They just said to go throw them away. So that's good. And so we had so much fun. We went to Malaysia for a night. Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. It was a blast, you guys. And then we went to Phnom Penh for 2 days. And Melinda is someone who works at Wattapop. She was first a volunteer, but now she like works there. So every single person there calls her mommy. So they're like, mommy! It's really funny. And so all of the kids there know English. So then she took us to Wattapop Children's Community. It's an orphanage, but they don't like to be called an orphanage. So they just call it Wattapop Children's Community. At first, it was a hospice for people to die in peace, but then, like, they got medicines and stuff. And so it was kind of just, like, people watching. It was kind of like Wayne was just watching their kids. And so they turned it into an orphanage. And so they don't get a lot of volunteers. And then, like, people in China, no offense to Asians or Chinese people, like, the people in China we saw are, like, not discreet. They'll, like, have their hand over their mouth, but, like, they'll point and, like, whisper. So they'll, like, point, smile, and stare. Because my sister has really long red hair. And so they're like, boy, girl, what? So, yeah. And then, so in Wattapop, there are 5 little kids. 45 kids in total. 5 of them are 4 and 5. So I'll tell you all of them. There's only one of them that's a boy. So I'll start with the youngest. Her name is Straika. So her real name is Lika, but there was already a Lika, so they call her Straika. So she still has the Ka. And Straika, oh my goodness, you guys, she is just so sweet. She's so light and little. She's the youngest out of all of them. She's quiet and she's so sweet. And then there, I don't know who's younger, Lika or Lily. So I'm just gonna go with Lika. So Lika has an older sister named Lena and another older sister, her name is Lita. And so, and their mom, I think they said, is having another baby. What? So, but like they're at Wattapop. Lika is so crazy. She's sassy and loud. So we went to the zoo on our last day and Lika and Lily had ice cream. And I'll tell you guys about Lily so then you guys can get it in a minute. And so, and there are monkeys everywhere. Not in cages. Some monkeys are in the cages. Most of the monkeys aren't. So it's just like free roam for the monkeys. And so a monkey grabs Lika's ice cream. And then every single monkey Lika saw, her hand on the hip, points her finger out. Monkey, you not eat me ice cream. It was funny. And then, so, Lily, she's so sweet. And it's so sad to look at her when she is sad. Because she just is so cute when she's sad. But, like, she's so sweet. She loves attention. She loves having her hand held. She loves being carried. And she's so goofy and silly. Like, you can say, hi, Lily. And then she'll be like, and, like, she is so sweet. And so then there's Dalin. Dalin is the sweetest, in my opinion. Dalin and Straika, sweetest. So we went to the zoo and we went to the bear exhibit. Oh, by the way, Dalin is also the tallest. So we went to the, and it's the zoo isn't an actual zoo. It's like an animal sanctuary. So we got to the bears, like they're still in cages. And so there's this little bear statue and Dylan was hugging it and it was so sweet when Lily was terrified. I tried to tell her, Lily, it's just a statue. And she's like, no. And so Lily hated it. And then, so Dylan loved the statue, of course. And Sumnong, he's cute, silly, goofy. He's also the only boy. He does have epilepsy, so he doesn't have that many seizures anymore. He only gets them when he's like really sick, and like he's rough. So one time he didn't get his way because like he had been pushing Lily out of the way just for me 4 whole times, and he's 5. Like no 5-year-old should be doing that. So I was like, Sumnong Bai, no. And so they call him Sumnong Bai when he's like in trouble. I'm like, Sumnong Bai, no. And so he grabbed my hair and it's in a ponytail because Cambodia can be like 90 degrees with 90% humidity. It's terrible. My hair smelled really bad there. So he grabbed my hair and started to pull it. I'm like, Sumnong, no. And I actually did start to cry because it hurts. So I left the preschool so then like I could like clear up my tears, and so I came back and hung out with Lily and asked her if she was okay, and then I did end up playing with Sumnong because like I don't want him to feel bad and feel left out. And so then after that we went back to Phnom Penh for a few days, and then there's a royal palace. We went there before we went to Wattapop. And so there's this lady in there and she grabs me and takes me out. So my dad was like with me. And so he's walking behind and he's walking towards us because like he doesn't know what's gonna happen. And she only pulled me out for a picture. She saw everyone else a little ways down and she's like, come, 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 come. And so that was like 5-10 minutes for pictures. And a lot of people there actually do know a lot of English, which is really good. So it makes communicating easier. And so, yeah. And we went back to Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, and we went to this really cool hotel on the ocean, and it's called the Avani. So it isn't really an ocean, it's a strait, but it does end up going into the ocean. And so it was so much fun. And so like I had just a blast there. Then we went back to China for like 2 hours because it was a transferring flight back to LAX. Then we stayed the night at my uncle's house, drove back home. It was fun. So that was a month, I think like 22 days. I don't know. And so, yeah, and then I also have some good news. This one's mainly for my cousin, but I don't think she really knows that I do a podcast. But so I'm going to start doing a tumbling class at Define Yourself Tumble and Cheer. And so I'm at level 3, which is really good. But that's all there is for today, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye!